Crossroads, and the man in black stopped dead in his tracks, his guitar suddenly silent. A cold, eerie breeze whipped through the air, and the sound of ravens calling filled the sky. And then, a pitch-black carriage pulled by matching horses appeared from a dense patch of fog, the sky turning from blue to red in the blink of an eye. They had arrived. The pair approached the carriage as a being emerged.
You just lead us out here to get raped, man.
He wore a tall top hat adorned with animal bones and had the longest legs Saint had ever seen. His yellow eyes seemed to burn into the soul of any who dared meet his gaze. He flashed an evil smile with pointed teeth and released a deep, menacing bellow of a laugh. He placed a bony hand on the man in black's shoulder, thanking his humble servant for a job well done. Without another word, Papa Legba pulled two pieces of paper from his coat, holding them in front of the men and producing a quill pen of raven's feather.
Are you the devil?
While his companion signed his name with no hesitation, Saint held his breath as he read, twirling the pen nervously in his fingers. It was everything he'd ever wanted. Fortune, fame, power.
This does look good.
He would travel the world as the most talented musician, no longer rubbing two dimes together in his pockets. Sheer terror overtook him, and he began to back away, stumbling slightly and causing the quill pen to prick his finger. One solitary drop of blood fell onto the contract, and he watched in disbelief as the blood began to swirl and curve in the cursive of his name. He tried to protest, but as soon as he opened his mouth to speak, Papa Legba, his carriage, and his ravens were gone, and the world turned black.